James Darren Hunt, he's got to get out the door. He said, man, I told a customer I'd be there, and I said, I don't mean to hold up progress. But good morning to you.
Morning, Alan. Good to see you this morning.
Always good to see you. Had the chance to see it at Farm Machinery, so I'm glad I saw you because you guys were busy and had the baby with you. And, I mean, how'd the baby enjoy the Farm Machinery Show?
He loved it. He likes climbing all over everything and walking around. He got to expel a lot of energy, I guess, so he slept pretty well up there, which
was really
nice.
Really a baby more, though.
Yeah, no, he's two now, and he's growing every day. It's getting harder and harder to pick him up every day. So,
does he like red?
He does, yes. As fate would have it, he does like red, which is good. He may have a little bit of influence from me and his uncle and his granddad, but you know he does like red.
Now, who spoils him the most?
It's hard to say, man. He's got a good overall spoiling with everybody involved. I mean, so it's if I had to pick one out, though, I'd say probably me.
I don't blame you. Nothing wrong with that. Yeah. That's the way it ought to be, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he's my little buddy. He's getting to the age now to where it's fun packing around everywhere. And he, of course, he's got his dad's personality, so he doesn't know a stranger, and he gets to talk to everybody and always just has a good time.
And your friends will watch him grow up, too. And I think that's neat.
That's right. Yeah, no, it's fun to bring him up, you know, kind of in the same way that I was brought up in the dealership and on the farm and stuff like that. And just important that we get to pass those things on to our family, you know, as we go forward and with my brother's kids as well. You know, it's just good to bring them up in the environment that we can today. And we're very fortunate to be able to bring them up where we do instead of somewhere off, far off crazy. So.
Yeah, and you talk about the fourth generation in this business, in this dealership. Of course, your granddad, your dad, now you and your children and Brandon's children will be the fourth generation coming through this place. And obviously, agriculture has been big for your family.
It has. You know, we've been very blessed. You know, our patriarch, Grandpa W.H., as we call him, you know, he's set a good example forward for us in accomplishing several things in the world of agriculture, not only in the state of Kentucky, but he's been pretty influential in the things that we've been able to accomplish here in our state. Neighboring states and regions have been able to come in here and kind of use some of the things that we've been able to do here and apply them to, you know, where they're from. Vertical integration in agriculture is something he's really big on, and you can attest to our communities here. Something pretty pivotal and makes us unique that we're able to do here. But, you know, my dad, my granddad, I'm very lucky to have such good examples, you know, forward in front of me. Not only those two guys, but my brother as well. You know, it's I'm very, very, very fortunate, very blessed. Got a great God and a great family.
You know, and leaders in the industry and leaders around the agriculture world, too. I mean, Brandon's very active in the corn growers and different associations like that. You're very active in what you're doing here at the store and throughout the community as well.
You know, we are. We try to be. You know, try to lead by example, I guess, is the best way to put that. You know, Brandon helps out on the farming side and national corn grower stuff because he's in that, and that's what he does. And you know, what we apply here and things that are going to benefit our farmers in our community, all of us together. And I think that'll probably bleed over to the other crops and stuff too. But I think we've got to get something started, you know, initially in Washington to give us a foot forward somewhere, you know, and then open the world's eyes up to what we can do here. You know, Dad and Grandpa are involved in all of it, you know. I do get the unique opportunity to be involved on the dealership side and with our manufacturers that we've got here. So we've got our hand in a little bit of everything, but that's good, so we always know what's going on.
Absolutely. I have a love for agriculture. I know you do, and I know you love your family being right here with you beside it.
That's right. Yeah, it's pretty important for us to keep our family close by and keep our family involved in what we do. It's nice and unique. It's a hard thing, and it's a really fun thing, too, to be able to work with family. My younger brother Shane's here in the dealership with us, too. Yep, he's getting started on his journey, and he's coming up through the dealership and learning the ins and outs in different places like we all did. So biggest thing with my father and my grandfather is we've always wanted to do it right. You know, I started my journey out here putting away parts and sweeping floors in the back. So that was doesn't seem like that long ago, but it pushing on 20 years ago now. So, you know, been here a while, but hoping to be here a lot longer.
Obviously built on family and built on service and reputation. That's what you guys have, and you guys do a great job with it. I don't mean to keep you. I'll let you head out the door. You got a farmer to go see?
No, you're good. I just, you know, want to obviously all of our customers that are listening to this today, we just want to thank you for the opportunity to earn your business and the opportunity to keep your business. We pride ourselves on our customer service and trying to having the opportunity to take care of our customers, whether it be during regular business hours or not. You know, we know farming goes on all the time, so our customers have full access to us anytime they need us, and that's really anybody in the dealership, whether they need parts or service at midnight or 2 or 3 in the morning. Whatever we got to do, because we know we've got smaller and smaller, smaller windows to get this stuff done. Corn season's fixing to start here. Planters are going to be on the road. Guys, everybody, please be careful and watch your farm equipment. I cannot say it enough. It seems like it's ramped up here lately. You know, I'm not going to be on the soapbox of distracted driving, but I am going to be on distracted driving. You know, it doesn't take traveling. If you're traveling 65 mile an hour and a tractor is traveling 25 mile an hour and you look down to check that text message, it does not take long at all to get up in the middle of that tractor. So I think recently in Trigg County, we had an example of that, right, with a tractor moving down the road. So please, 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 watch the roads. Try to take care of our farmers. Less than 1% feeds 100%. So be sure to be conscious of that, and please just take care of our farmers. We don't want to be on the road any more than you do, and I say we because I get to help out on the farm some, right? So, but just please take care, and just take note, just to pay attention to what we're doing, and take care of our farmers.
James Darren Hunt with us, third generation in this dealership, in this business, in agriculture. Have a good one, and happy National Agriculture Week to you.
AW, good to see you. Happy National Agriculture Week to everybody. Come by and see us. We've got some stuff. We got some stuff working. The sun's out. Weather's starting to warm up here. We're going to be here for Kubota days before too long. Grass is starting to grow. I'm getting the itch to start mowing mine on the outside of my grass, on the outside of my yard. But we've got stuff. We've got deals on everything right now. Today is Farm All Friday. We do have a Farm All 90C available today. Okay, 0% for 5 years, 5 year extended premier warranty on that dude, and I think it's 81.9. It's on our Facebook page. I shared the post this morning. So if you're in the market for a utility tractor, a livestock tractor, or whatever you're in the market for, please reach out to us and come see us. We'd love to help you.